is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.
Flowers are the perfect present for any special occasion. Birthdays, anniversaries, celebrations of life. Creations by Karen wants to help you find the most beautiful bouquets and flower arrangements. Pick up your own at Creations by Karen's convenient location in Zandale Shopping Center off of Nicholasville Road. You could also call 859-277-6166 or check them out online at creationsbykaren.net. Make sure next time you let Creations by Karen help you pick out the perfect present to make a lasting memory.
Congratulations to McGee's Bakery, celebrating their 60th anniversary. Family owned since 1956, everyone knows that McGee's Bakery is a great place to start your day. However, did you know that McGee's also serves lunch? You can enjoy great sandwiches and homemade soups. Also, for the heartier appetite, enjoy one of McGee's delicious burgers. Schedule your next lunch meeting at McGee's, located on the corner of South Ashland and Main Street. Make sure to tell them you heard about them on 1250 Sports Talk.
I'm Dave Merz, and your Central Kentucky forecast is brought to you in part by eBusinessReportLexington.com. Free resources to help you grow your business. As we head to the evening, cloudy skies and dry, 48. Tomorrow, a late day thunder shower is a possibility. Sun to begin, 75. Showers end by midday Thursday, cooling off, 48 the high. There's your forecast from the Weather Bug Center at WLRT, Lexington's Real Talk.
The following program is sponsored by Horn Marketing and Consulting.
It's time now for Sports Talk, and here's your Sports Talk host, Greg Horn, here on AM 1250 WLRT.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Sports Talk. I'm Greg Horn, flying solo again today. Is Action Jackson Reams still out of the country on his mission trip in Guatemala with his church, so continue to remember him in your thoughts and prayers. We've got a great show lined up for you today. We're going to be talking with WDRB Television's Rick Bozich out of Louisville, Kentucky, longtime sports writer for the Courier Journal, and then joined the TV side of things about 5 years ago. And going to get Rick's take on last night's NCAA championship game. Also get his thoughts on Kentucky and Louisville's basketball programs. Also talk a little spring football with him, find out what's going on with the Dirty Cards and the Kentucky Wildcats. And he's also an Indiana alumnus, so we're going to find out what his thoughts are on the new Indiana basketball coaching hire, Archie Miller. But I want to thank today's sponsor, the day first, Creations by Karen Flores. You know, Easter's just right around the corner, and next thing you know, it'll be Mother's Day. So if you're looking to send a flower arrangement in honor of those two special days, think of the professionals at Creations by Karen Flores, taking care of Central Kentucky for over 25 years. Karen Boone and her outstanding staff do a phenomenal job. They're located off Nicholasville Road in the Zandale Shopping Center, right behind Panera's, next to the UPS store. You can go in there between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. to place an order. Or you can order online 24 hours a day at creationsbykaren.net. Well, I don't know about you, but I'm a little bit sleepy. Man, that game last night, you get that late start about 10 after 9 for this championship game. Of course, I understand for the people out west, it's only 6 o'clock, a little after 6 their time. So I get it. I understand it. But still, for an old man like me, it's tough when they have those 9 p.m. tip-offs. But it's even worse when it's a foul fest, which it was one of, in my opinion. I've been watching NCAA basketball championship games for a little over 30 years now. It was one of the ugliest games because it was a foul fest. And in fact, a three-man crew of Mike Eads, Vern Harris, and Michael Stevens averaged more than one personal foul per minute. That's right, more than one personal foul per minute. And all 44 fouls were called in this 40-minute game. And the game just never could get into a good flow. Like any time with officiating, I mean, those guys are just humans, and it's a really tough job. But I really felt like they really kept it from being a good game because it never really got into a flow. I thought some of the calls, as good old Bill Rafter likes to say, a lot of nickel and dimers, a lot of nickel dimers out there. And And so was just not a pretty game because of that. Turnovers by Gonzaga. North Carolina cannot shoot the ball well, other than the most outstanding player of the game, Joel Berry, for them, their point guard, who bounced back from the just horrendous semifinal game on Saturday. But it's just a really ugly game. For those of you who wonder what the record was, this was the most fouls in an NCAA title game since 2009, when, just coincidentally, North Carolina and Michigan State were called for 50 fouls. And, you know, I know it's a little bit painful for the Big Blue Nation now, having to watch North Carolina win an NCAA championship. However, Uncle Greg has got good news for you. ESPN just released their preseason poll for next basketball season, the 2017-2018 season, and the Kentucky Wildcats are ranked number one in what they call ESPN's way too early top 25 season poll. I can hear some people out there saying, amen, way too early to be talking about that, especially with wondering how many teams are going to lose players to the NBA draft or transfers. They did have this one little disclaimer when they said a little bit about each team. I believe North Carolina was number two, by the way. But they said, if Isaiah Briscoe, Wendon Gabriel, and Isaac Humphries return, along with another outstanding freshman recruiting class by John Calipari, he'll make the pieces fit. And since it is way too early, we're going to go on and go with Kentucky as our preseason number one. But thought it might help some of you Cats fans out there, the Big Blue Nation, as you're licking your wounds as North Carolina Tar Heels cut down the nets last night in Phoenix, 71-65 over Gonzaga. Also, Major League Baseball entering its third day yesterday. My Cincinnati Reds, they opened up with a loss. They already are 0-1. They lost 4-3 to the lowly Philadelphia Phillies. Fortunately, the Reddies are off today, so I won't have to endure a possible another loss by them. They will be back at it on Wednesday night as they host the Phillies again at 7:10 p.m. Hopefully the Reds can get their first win of the season and even out things there. The interesting part was I was listening to some of the pregame show with Marty Brenneman, and I think it was the general manager they were talking to, and was really excited, thought they had a lot of offensive firepower this year with the Reds' offense. If they could get some pitching, they could be pretty good. Well, I mean, you know, four runs is not great, but it's not awful. And yet the offense definitely did not come through, so hopefully they'll do better on Wednesday night in a 7:10 p.m. first pitch as the Reds host the Phillies again. Yesterday it was De'Aaron Fox that announced he was going to the NBA draft. No surprise. Today it was Malik Monk, his backcourt mate, announcing that he's going to the NBA draft. Once again, no surprise. Malik went on to say that he's going to sign with an agent. Monk is rated 7th in ESPN's Chad Ford's top 100 NBA draft rankings as the 7th best player overall. But in Chad Ford's actual mock draft, the latest one he did this week, he actually has Monk going number 4 in the draft. Of course, we'll find out here, I believe it's early June when they do the lottery balls, to find out in late June when the actual draft is. So that also have a lot of bearing on where guys will go, plus who all else declares. We're still waiting to hear if Bam Adebayo and Isaiah Briscoe will go. Can't imagine that Wendon Gabriel is going to announce that he's going to go. Some talk about that middle of the season when he was playing decent, but I would think hopefully he will come back for another year. On the national sports level, the Cowboys, my Dallas Cowboys, after a 14-year relationship with quarterback Tony Romo, announced today that they officially released Romo, and then Tony Romo immediately announced that he was going to join CBS Sports and be their lead NFL football analyst. He's going to be replacing Phil Simms, former quarterback with the New York Giants, obviously, two-time Super Bowl winner, and a lot of you may not know, great quarterback question, Phil played Morehead State, baby. Who would have thought that? He's going to replace Phil Simms, though, as the number one color commentator and be working in the booth alongside play-by-play veteran Jim Nantz. Just on a personal note, I mean, I know Jim Nantz has got the great voice and been doing a long time, but just doesn't do a lot for me with the NCAA basketball last night. Kind of thought that he didn't really say much about the officials. I thought that was just terrible or whether it was just that they were actual fouls, and get his cohorts, Grant Hill and Bill Raftery, to say, guys, you know, is there just bad defense, or are the officials just not doing a good job, or is it a combination of both? But I don't know. I just wasn't really that impressed with Nance over the Final Four weekend. But, hey, I guess everybody has a bad day. I know I've had several here doing sports talk over the past almost 3 years, be 3 years in June since we started sports talk. But that's who Tony Romo will be alongside in the booth as the number one color commentator. And it is good to have a veteran like Jim Nance alongside him. Romo, just for those wondering, also had drawn interest from Fox Sports and NBC about being a sports analyst, color commentator for them. So, you know, I think he's going to do a good job. But I will say that I thought that it was a little bit much maybe to be the lead guy. But obviously, probably somebody was going to give him a chance to do that, Fox Sports or NBC. So CBS said, you know what, we're going to make you our lead sports NFL analyst. Well, for me as a Cowboys fan, it's kind of bittersweet. You know, on one hand, I think it's, you know, it's the right decision for Tony Romo. He had 14 years with the Cowboys. But the last few years has spent more time on the injured reserve list than he has actually playing quarterback. So it probably is the right time, but just hard to imagine number nine not being back out on the field anymore, even though obviously Dak Prescott is the Cowboys quarterback of the future, and thankful that they did find the Jim from Mississippi State last year, because that was always a question, who would they ever get to replace Tony Romo? Now we know. But Tony Romo, big national news today, he's going to no longer be playing NFL football and go straight to the broadcasting booth. And I think Tony will do a good job, and I think you'll find out it's not quite as easy as you think. Malik Monk, he did release a statement today about that. He said, after taking some time with my family and reflecting on the season, I've decided to enter my name in the draft. And as a little kid, these are words that I can only dream of saying. For that, I'm very grateful and thank God. He said, I'd like to thank Coach Calipari for helping me evolve my game and become a more complete basketball player. You pushed me all season to be my best and taught me the true meaning of team and sacrifice. So look forward to hearing more about this. And Malik Monk, De'Aaron Fox, just an outstanding backcourt. And wait to see what does Bam Adebayo and Isaiah Briscoe. Wait to hear what they decide next. We got to take our first break, but stay with us. We get back when we're talking with Rick Bozich of WDRB Television in Louisville, Kentucky, about last night's NCAA championship game and a little spring football with Louisville and Kentucky. That and more next on Sports Talk on AM 1250 WLRT.
Hi, I'm Chris Lee with the Kessinger Lee Financial Group. When you're looking to build a financial legacy after years of hard work, you need a financial partner that will do more than just buy and sell stocks and bonds. At the Kessinger Lee Financial Group of Hilliard Lyons, we build comprehensive wealth management plans for our clients. Whether you need to save for your child's education or build and preserve wealth for retirement, we help our clients with all aspects of their financial lives. Visit us today online at KessingerLeeGroup.com or call us at 859-219-4260 to talk with our team of experienced consultants. Let us help you move forward with financial confidence at the Kessinger Lee Group.
Securities offered by JJB Hilliard, WL Lyons, LLC member NYSE, FINRA, and SIPC.
Hi, I'm Greg Horn with Sports Talk. Are you a basketball junkie like I am and looking for a great place to watch college basketball? Look no further. Shamrock's Bar and Grill is the place to be to enjoy great food, and they've got lots of TVs to help you watch your favorite college basketball and NBA team. Locally owned, Shamrock's Bar and Grill has two locations, on Patchen Drive and in the Heartland Shopping Center. Hope to see you soon at Shamrock's Bar and Grill.
BurgerFi, natural and proud of it. Our beef, it's beef. No hormones, no antibiotics, just 100% certified Angus. You know, the way nature intended. We really get cooking with other chef-driven favorites, made from scratch daily, like our crispy fries and double-battered onion rings, hand-cut and served with house-made sauces, fresh farm veggies, and gourmet toppings, all with local craft beer and wine. But we don't stop at honest food. We're proud to commit to eco-friendly practices that improve every neighborhood we call home.
BurgerFi, 141 Rojay Drive, right next to Moe's and the Fayette Mall movie theaters.
Did you know that Asbury University offers online degrees? We know that today's professionals are really busy and don't have time to drive every week to attend classes on campus, so we've made it easy for you to get your degree by going online and taking your classes. If you'd like to finish a degree with classes that fit your schedule, email Josh. You'll probably want to meet with you for coffee at josh@asbury.edu. You dread going to the dentist? I did until I found Beaumont Family Dentistry. With three convenient locations in Hamburg, Leestown Road, and the Beaumont area, they can take care of all your dental needs at Beaumont Family Dentistry. This month, if you schedule your new patient cleaning appointment, you will receive a free take-home whitening kit at your initial visit. So call Beaumont Family Dentistry today at 223-2120 or check them out online at Beaumont Family Dentistry.
I'm Dave Mers, and your Central Kentucky forecast is brought to you in part by eBusinessReportLexington.com. Free resources to help you grow your business. As we head to the evening, cloudy skies and dry, 48. Tomorrow, a late day thunder shower is a possibility. Sun to begin, 75. Showers end by midday Thursday, cooling off, 48 the high. There's your forecast from the WeatherBug Center at WLRT, Lexington's Real Talk.
And now back to Sports Talk with Greg Horn on AM 1250 WLRT.
Welcome back to Sports Talk. Greg Horn with you here. Jackson Ream still off this week on his mission trip. I want to thank Creations by Karen Flores for being our sponsor of the day. If you're looking for send flowers to that special loved one, look no further than the professionals at Creations by Karen Flores. You can go in person anytime at their shop there on Zandale Shopping Center right off Nicholasville Road behind Panera's, or order 24/7 at creationsbykaren.net. Well, join us on the phone line now from Louisville, Kentucky is our good friend Rick Bosage with WDRB Television in Louisville. And Rick, maybe it was just me, but man, I thought last night was one of the uglier NCAA championships I've ever seen.
I would agree. Not going to be an instant classic for sure. I checked out today. I think there were 44 fouls called, the most in the championship game since 2009 when they called 50 against Michigan State and Carolina. And just 2 years ago, I looked at when they had that Wisconsin and Duke game, and only 28 in that game. And there's no flow in the game, especially in the second half. And I don't know whether it was the officials were calling it too close or the players didn't adjust to the officiating or probably a combination of both. But it's unfortunate because you want the championship game to be one of the better games of the season. And although it came down to the last minute, it wasn't a game that we're going to look back on and say, remember that play and remember that play.
Well, it really was hard to get in the flow. And I tell you, a guy that I really liked for Gonzaga was the big freshman Collins, and I thought when he got in foul trouble early in the first half and the second half, and then fouled out with a lot of time left, I don't know why, but I just kind of thought he was a key for Gonzaga. And then, of course, Joel Berry, who really struggled in the semifinal game, was shooting and making threes like they were layups last night.
Yeah, I agree with you. Collins was a crucial loss for Gonzaga, especially with Karnowski struggling to score from 5 feet in. He really couldn't get anything to fall, and Barry did play well, and most people didn't think he would, because not only had he struggled in the first game, but he was obviously playing on two bad ankles, and I thought going into it that Nigel Williams-Goss would have the better of him, but then he gets hurt too in the very end, and that kind of took away. I thought it was strange that considering the way he hurt himself, that he's the one that took that last shot in the lane that Kennedy Meeks blocked.
Yeah, it was. Couldn't even get a good shot off him. Well, you wrote an article earlier today, and obviously here in Lexington, people I know follow, but I just thought we might go on and talk a little bit about it. It was called NCAA Tournament Losers and Winners, and your first loser was CBS Sports Final Four coverage. Could you share a little bit with our audience about that?
Yeah, I just thought that they didn't really dive into the officiating as much as they should have. I think it's what a lot of people were talking about, especially on Twitter, if you were following the game. It was such a big factor in the game, and I know Rafferty a couple times said it was some nickel and dime calls, but they didn't really give you much analysis or insight into why there were so many fouls being called. And then late in the game, when there was that critical tie-up with Kennedy Meeks there on the baseline, and the replay clearly showed that he had his hand on the baseline, and they didn't really even show that. And I thought I kind of missed one there. All the other replays they had shown, and they didn't really get into that one. And plus, you know, and I understand it, but it's still frustrating to me. But I didn't like the way they diminished the issues that North Carolina has, because they're significant issues in terms of the NCAA investigation and the academic fraud that's going on there. And for them to sort of pretend like it was just almost something that was made up by the media in North Carolina, I didn't care for that.
Well, I thought it was I think it was you that put it on Twitter last night and retweeted on 1250 Sports Talk. A heavy dose of ACC people in the studio for CBS, isn't there?
Yeah, I mean, that's just the way it is. It's you had Grant Hill, you had Seth Davis, who are both Duke grads, and you got Kenny Smith, who pretty much is cheering for Carolina on the CBS telecast, and Brandon Haywood's on another Carolina game, guys on CBS quite frequently, and you got Billis and Jay Williams. I mean, the Duke and Carolina guys have a pretty good toehold or stronghold at ESPN and at CBS, and I'm not saying they're not deserving or they're not good. I just think it's a little bit too heavy on those two schools, and I'd like to see a little bit more diversity of opinion and guys from different schools or vantage points. And I don't know who they would be, guys, I mean, that have earned their way up, but it just seems like a Carolina or Duke guy always gets an opportunity over some other people.
I totally agree with you, man. About the same thing. But you just tune in, we're talking with Rick Bozich. He's with WDRB Television in Louisville. Also writes a great blog. You should go to WDRB.com, click on sports, and you'll see Rick Bozich blogs. Also a great follow on Twitter as he covers Louisville, Indiana, Kentucky, Western Kentucky, college sports, and things on a national level. So follow Rick on Twitter at Rick Bozich, B-O-Z-I-C-H. Well, talked about the losers there. One of your winners, though, was Frank Martin, head coach of South Carolina. Nobody had a better NCAA tournament than South Carolina and him, did they?
No, I mean, nobody had them going to the Final Four. A lot of people probably had them getting knocked out the first weekend. I know I did, and they didn't finish the season well, but they got it going in the tournament. And then I think in many ways he kind of softened his image by the, you know, his interaction with his players and his crying after the game. I think most of his reputation had been sort of a hothead guy who was really hard and demanding and screamed at his players, and he kind of showed a different side of himself. And that kind of dovetailed into really a good NCAA tournament for the SEC, with getting not only South Carolina but Kentucky and Florida to the Elite Eight. You know, Vanderbilt only lost by, what, a bucket, I think, or a point to Northwestern. They could have easily won that game without that silly foul that was called against them. Arkansas won one game and had Carolina on the run in the second half of their game. So a very strong performance by the SEC. And plus, I also identified De'Aaron Fox as one of the winners because he totally outplayed Mr. Bell from UCLA, and that should really help him as he moves forward into the NBA draft. I think he showed that the UCLA kid might be a better passer, but in terms of an all-around basketball player, you could make a case that Fox has got more skills. He's really, really good on the drive. He's got to improve his outside shot. He's got to get stronger because he's not physically mature yet. But if he was a stock, I'd be buying some De'Aaron Fox.
Yeah, he really helped himself big time in the NCAA tournament. A couple coaches that you – Frank Martin was a winner. A couple coaches that were part of the winners and losers at the NCAA tournament on your list, Bill Self of Kansas and Tony Bennett of Virginia.
Yeah, I mean, Bill Self sort of fed into his he got elected as the Hall of Fame, but – reputation has been as a guy who can dominate the Big 12, but when he gets in the NCAA tournament of the Elite Eight, his teams struggle, and they struggled this year, and this year I think is worse than most years, Greg, because they're playing pretty much a home game. They're playing in Kansas City, and when you get those opportunities in the NCAA tournament to play close to home and you can have the majority of the crowd, you got to take advantage of them, especially they're playing an Oregon team that was without its starting center, and Oregon dominated that game. So Bill Self is now 2-7 in Elite Eight games, which isn't good. And Tony Bennett, a coach who I really like and really respect, I've voted for him in the past for National College Coach of the Year, but for his team to only score 39 points against Florida, that was really a rough offensive performance. And it raised some questions about, you know, and this wasn't one of his better teams, I need to say that. But still, it raised some questions about, and I've had coaches say this to me, you know, with his style of play, you have two issues. One, a lot of kids don't want to play a defense-oriented style. And two, you're always, when you're defensive-oriented, you're always in close games, and are you going to be able to score enough points to win? And this is the third year in a row he's had, an NCAA tournament loss to a team that was a lower seed than he was, and it wasn't a good – 39 points is never a good performance.
Well, as you sit there and look at the rest of your list, you have winners Gonzaga basketball and Northwestern basketball, which things speak for themselves.
Right.
You had a loser, though, which, of course, for us SEC basketball fans here in Central Kentucky, ACC basketball superiority.
Yeah, that was they had nine teams in, and eight of them were gone the first weekend, and Carolina was on the ropes against Arkansas. I mean, they ended up, I think, 11-8, and six of those wins were by Carolina. What was deflating for the ACC is that I believe five teams lost by double figures, and Miami and Notre Dame, and they got beat pretty decisively, and Duke and Louisville were both two seeds that were gone the first weekend, both losing to seven seeds. For Louisville, that was to Michigan, and for Duke, it was to South Carolina. And Duke gave up 60-some points in the second half to South Carolina, and we've all watched South Carolina play since Frank Martin's been there, and that's not an offensive juggernaut. So, you know, I think we do make too much of the NCAA tournament, and I'm not saying ACC basketball isn't very good. It is, but it didn't perform well in this NCAA tournament, and it probably wasn't as good as a lot of people in the media made it out to be.
I totally agree with you. Just tune in. We're talking with Rick Bosa, WDRB in Louisville, Kentucky. Rick, as you're sitting there, I know you're alumnus of Indiana University, and obviously they just made a big hire and a basketball coach, Archie Miller from Dayton. I want to know what your thoughts were in the hiring of Archie Miller.
Well, as you know, Greg, I met Archie when he worked for your brother. He's the first guy that Darren hired at Western Kentucky. He pretty much made him a co-recruiter on Courtney Lee, who ended up being, you know, tied Jim McDaniels for the most points in Western history. And then he moved on there and coached it. I think he went back to NC State. Then he might have gone to Ohio State, then to Arizona, and then at Dayton. And there's no sure things. There's no slam dunks in hiring these coaches. When Kentucky got Calipari and when Louisville got Patino, that's about as close as you can get, or when Carolina hired Roy Williams away from Kansas. And Archie's not at that level in terms of proving himself. But he did very well at Dayton, 5 20-win seasons in 6 years, went to the tournament four straight years, went to the Elite Eight once. And I think because of the mentorship he's had with your brother and with Thad Mata and with Sean Miller and 6 years as a head coach, he'll be able to do well at Indiana. It's going to come down to one thing that it always comes down to with coaches, which is recruiting. And one issue that they've had at Indiana for over 20 years is not getting enough of the good players within the state to stay home. That's one thing that really hurt Tom Crean this year, in addition to the, you know, 16 losses. But there were four top 100 players in the state of Indiana, and none of them are going to Indiana. And that didn't sit well with the fan base. So people will be looking at Archie and see if he can turn that around.
All right, let's switch over to football. Spring practice going, obviously, Kentucky, Louisville. What are you hearing about Louisville spring practice? Anything out of there that would be newsworthy down here in the Lexington area? Anybody
any injuries or anything?
Bobby Petrino's talked quite a bit about making Reggie Bonifon a bigger part of the offense. He felt like he didn't utilize him enough down the stretch last year. I think they're still working on Lamar Jackson. As good as he was last year, they still want him to get better in terms of completion percentage. He was under 59%, and I think most people will tell you these days in college football, you want to be well over 60. Now, he can obviously do so many other things that most quarterbacks can't do. They're still looking at to trying to develop a stud running back. And defensively is where they have the biggest number of holes. They got to replace a significant number of guys in the defensive line and two really good linebackers in Keith Kelsey and trying to think of the other name. I can't think of it right now off the top of my head, but they Fields, Devontae Fields. They got some work to do, and they got a new defensive coordinator. They're learning a whole new system with these guys. So it's a sort of a transition year for Louisville football in terms of, you know, how is the defense going to shake out with new personnel and with new people leading the personnel.
All right. Well, baseball season started. I know you're a big baseball guy. I'm a Reds guy. You're a Chicago White Sox guy. We're both Emory building seasons. Reds already stumbled out of the gate yesterday at home against the Phillies. I didn't have a chance to check for on the air. Have your White Sox played yet?
You know, they had a good first inning and went ahead 1-0 against Justin Verlander, and then the Tigers hit 3 home runs in the next couple of innings and 6-2 in the bottom of the eighth the last time I checked. So probably going to be 0-1 there, right there with you. And I checked some stuff in Las Vegas. I think the Reds and the Padres and the White Sox are the three teams most people are picking to have the most losses. So maybe we can, you and I can have a contest to see which team can have the most losses, and the team that gets the most, the other guy will buy that guy lunch or something.
Absolutely.
I think we're both going to have long summers, dude.
I really do, my man. I really do. Well, you've got to find some way to laugh about it because it is going to be painful. But well, Rick, as always, appreciate your time, man. Thank you so much, buddy.
All right, thanks for having me on, Greg.
Thank you. That's Rick Bosich with WDRB in Louisville, Kentucky. A must-follow on Twitter, at Rick Bosich. That's B-O-Z-I-C-H. Or you ought to check out his blogs. Just go WDRB.com, click on sports, and you'll see it right there. He does this thing called the Monday Muse that is outstanding. So really would encourage you to check that out. We got to take a break, so we'll be right back here in a couple minutes. You're listening to Sports Talk with Greg Horn on AM 1250 WLRT.
Flowers are the perfect present for any special occasion. Birthdays, anniversaries, celebrations of life. Creations by Karen wants to help you find the most beautiful bouquets and flower arrangements. Pick up your own at Creations by Karen's convenient location in Zandale Shopping Center off of Nicholasville Road. You could also call 859-277-6166 or check them out online at creationsbykaren.net. Make sure next time you let Creations by Karen help you pick out the perfect present to make a lasting memory.
BurgerFi, natural and proud of it. Our beef, it's beef. No hormones, no antibiotics, just 100% certified Angus. You know, the way nature intended. We really get cooking with other chef-driven favorites, made from scratch daily, like our crispy fries and double-battered onion rings, hand-cut and served with house-made sauces, fresh farm veggies and gourmet toppings, all with local craft beer and wine. But we don't stop at honest food. We're proud to commit to eco-friendly practices that improve every neighborhood we call home.
BurgerFi, 141 Rojay Drive, right next to Moe's and the Fayette Mall movie theaters.
Congratulations to McGee's Bakery, celebrating their 60th anniversary. Family-owned since 1956, everyone knows that McGee's Bakery is a great place to start your day. However, did you know that McGee's also serves lunch? You can enjoy great sandwiches and homemade soups. Also, for the heartier appetite, enjoy one of McGee's delicious burgers. Schedule your next lunch meeting at McGee's, located on the corner of South Ashland and Main Street. Make sure to tell them you heard about them on 1250 Sports Talk.
Each show, we like to take a minute to thank one of our long-term sponsors, Asbury University.
Did you know that with graduation rates 2 to 5 times higher than public universities in Kentucky and retention rates better than any school in the regional college rankings, that Asbury was named the number one college in the South in 2015 by U.S. News and World Report and has been in the top 5 every year since 2012? If a nationally ranked private education at an affordable price interests you or your student at home, email Asbury at admissions@asbury.edu.
I'm Dave Merz, and your Central Kentucky forecast is brought to you in part by ebusinessreportlexington.com. Free resources to help you grow your business. As we head to the evening, cloudy skies and dry, 48. Tomorrow, a late day thunder shower is a possibility. Sun to begin, 75. Showers end by midday Thursday, cooling off, 48 the high. There's your forecast from the Weather Bug Center at WLRT, Lexington's Real Talk.
Now back to Sports Talk with Greg Horn on AM 1250 WLRT.
Welcome back to Sports Talk. Greg Horn here with you today. I want to remind you, if you ever miss any of our Sports Talk shows, you can always catch our podcast. Just go to our website, 1250sportstalk.com, or the easiest way is just to follow us on Facebook and Twitter. You can find us on Twitter or Facebook simply at 1250 Sports Talk. Well, we're talking about Kentucky and Kentucky basketball, De'Aaron Fox and Malik Monk both announcing that they are going to go pro. Probably think Isaiah Briscoe will too. So Dominique Hawkins graduates. Michael Mulder graduated, which he kind of played small forward more than he did two guard, but not a lot left in the backcourt. Obviously, they have some incoming freshmen in Quade Green and Hamadou Diallo, who came in early, and Shai Gilgeous Alexander, but I mean, there's not much there, and especially somebody gets injured and not any depth. So, what's UK looking at doing? And obviously, you're in Kentucky, even though you may not have been recruiting somebody. And my brother's been on the short end of that stick before, and he's been coached at Western and South Carolina. But Kentucky makes a phone call to somebody, and even though they have not recruited him at all of a sudden they're in the kid's final five and maybe even their final three. And the latest guy that Kentucky's just getting in on now as they look to see how they could get some extra people in their backcourt is Illinois Mr. Basketball Mark Smith. Smith is a 6'5", 225-pound prospect from Edwardsville, Illinois. It's about 30 miles northeast of St. Louis. And this year, Smith has averaged 22 points a game, a little over 8 rebounds, over 8 assists, and a little over 2 steals per game as a senior leading his high school team to a 30-2 record. He shot 40% from three-point range, made 84% of his free throws, and he's got a reputation, according to Ben Roberts with the Lexington Herald Leader, who does all their recruiting, said that he's just a selfless team player first, and looks like he could be a good fit, Robert said, for what John Calipari and UK coaches are looking for in a late addition for the next season. They talked to Edwardsville coach Mike Waldo, and he told the Herald Leader that Smith is an excellent playmaker in the fact that he really sees the floor well and is willing to take what the defensive gives every time down the floor. He said he knows when to pass it. He gets it down in the post well, but when he's open, he scores, and when he's not, he opens it up and passes it to others. And with his height, he's big enough to see things, and he's just got a real good feel for the game and good judgment. And the funny part is, these things go until a few months ago. Smith was largely unknown outside of Illinois, and I think I've told the story here before, but my brother Darren, when he was at Tate Street High School, they made it to the state tournament and made it all the way to the finals, made it to the championship game where they lost to Louisville Fairdale by, I think, 4. It was a really close game, a two-point game with under 30 seconds, and wound up losing, I believe, by 4. But anyway, Darren had a really outstanding tournament, made all-tournament team. And the next week, the University of North Carolina, with their assistant coaches, Phil Ford, the former outstanding point guard, called and wanted to talk to Darren, said that he had heard about his outstanding play in the Sweet 16 basketball tournament in Rupp Arena. And, of course, he was then told that Darren had signed with Western Kentucky University in the early signing period in November. So, some of these big-time programs like in North Carolina, Kentucky, Man, they try to get on kids late when they see that they're going to be short maybe in some area, a position. And so for this kid, Smith, man, what a dream come true to see if maybe he might get an offer from there. From the Cats, Missouri coach Quanzo Martin, who's a new coach, and then Illinois' new head coach Brad Underwood, who just left Oklahoma State and took that job. They placed calls to Smith immediately when they took over those programs. Tom Izzo has been to take a look at Smith, offering a scholarship. Ohio State, Butler, and Northwestern, who obviously is really hot right now, are among some of his other offers. And Kentucky could join that list soon. But that's just how it works in big-time college basketball. That you may have been recruiting this guy for a long time, but all of a sudden somebody like John Calipari rolls in, and, hey, it's over. The outstanding, speaking of offers, a big sophomore, Scott County offensive lineman, and his name's drawn a blank. I'll try to get it during our next break. But he's getting all types of big-time college Power 5 scholarship offers. Kentucky, I think, was the first offering last year. But we'll update you on that and more. We got to take a short break. It's our final one. You're listening to Sports Talk with Greg Horn on AM 1250 WLRT. Do you dread going to the dentist? I did until I found Beaumont Family Dentistry. With three convenient locations in Hamburg, Leestown Road, and the Beaumont area, they can take care of all your dental needs at Beaumont Family Dentistry. This month, if you schedule your new patient cleaning appointment, you will receive a free take-home whitening kit at your initial visit. So call Beaumont Family Dentistry today at 223-2120 or check them out online at BeaumontFamilyDentistry.com.
Hi, I'm Chris Lee with the Kessinger Lee Financial Group. When you're looking to build a financial legacy after years of hard work, you need a financial partner that will do more than just buy and sell stocks and bonds. At the Kessinger Lee Financial Group of Hilliard Lyons, we build comprehensive wealth management plans for our clients. Whether you need to save for your child's education or build and preserve wealth for retirement, we help our clients with all aspects of their financial lives. Visit us today online at KessingerLeeGroup.com or call us at 859-219-4260 to talk with our team of experienced consultants. Let us help you move forward with financial confidence at the Kessinger Lee Group.
Securities offered by JJB Hilliard, WL Lyons, LLC member NYSE, FINRA, and SIPC.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-530-9521. That's 800-530-9521. Again, 800-530-9521.
I'm Dave Mers, and your Central Kentucky forecast is brought to you in part by eBusinessReportLexington.com. Free resources to help you grow your business. As we head to the evening, cloudy skies and dry, 48. Tomorrow, a late-day thunder shower is a possibility. Sun to begin, 75. Showers end by midday Thursday, cooling off, 48 the high. There's your forecast from the Weather Bug Center at WLRT, Lexington's Real Talk.
And now back to Sports Talk with Greg Horn on AM 1250 WLRT.
Welcome back to Sports Talk. Greg Horn with you here today. Action Jack Serene's be out of town this week. He is on a mission trip with this church in Guatemala. So remember him and your thoughts and prayers. But we want to do want to thank our sponsor today, Creations by Karen Floors. They've been in Lexington taking care of Central Kentucky's floors needs for over 20 years. You can go in person and place your order at their shop there in the Zendale Shopping Center right off Nicholasville Road. It's behind Panera. It's next to the UPS store. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5 and 9 to 2 on Saturday. Or you can order online, or to find out the phone number, go to their website at creationsbykaren.net. And that's creations with a K, creationsbykaren.net. Want to offer congratulations to Atman2017, who is the winner of our NCAA bracket tournament contest. He wins a $100 gift certificate to Shamrock's Bar and Grill, or the Cellar. They're locally owned, Shamrock's Bar and Grill, with two locations in Lexington, Patchen Drive and the Heartland Shopping Center, or the Cellar, which is located in the lower level of the Signature Club right off Taste Creek Road on Lansdowne Drive. So we offer congratulations to Atman2017, the winner of a $100 gift card to Shamrock's or Cellar Bar and Grill for winning our 1250 Sports Talk NCAA Bracket Challenge contest that we did through ESPN. Well, I was talking to you in the last segment about the big Scott County offensive lineman, Brian Hudson. And Brian, of course, got an offer from Kentucky. He won't be eligible until 2019 because he's just going to be going into his junior year. But he's an outstanding recruit. Obviously, Kentucky had already offered him. He's been on campus at Kentucky a lot already. Florida and North Carolina have also offered him recent days. And then he went down to visit Alabama recently and posted on his Twitter page that words can't explain how blessed I am to receive an offer from the University of Alabama. So Nick Saban working his mojo. He's already taken a couple of people. My man Jackson Rings is not here, so I can't give him a hard time about taking the running back Damian Harris out of Berea, Kentucky. And then he took the big offensive lineman from Lafayette last year, and Jackson's rubbing off on me because I can't remember his name. But thankfully, the Cats did hold on to Landon Young, who is doing a tremendous job at Kentucky. But Brian Hudson looks like he's going to have all types of great options to play his college football when he becomes a senior. He will graduate in 2019, but you can go up and catch him just up the road in Georgetown at Scott County High School this year. Well, we want to offer congratulations to Rob Bromley, the longtime sportscaster at WKYT Sports. He's been at WKYT Sports for just barely over 40 years, but he announced last night on the air that he is going to be retiring on September 29th. And, you know, Rob is just one of those guys that I did an internship at Channel 27 Sports many, many moons ago. And, you know, man, just treated everybody great. You know, whether you're an intern like myself, didn't matter who you were, he treated everybody the same, or if it was a, you know, a big-time coach or whatever, he just always was just very even-keeled, very humble, hard-working, never made the story about himself, thought he was fair. I mean, if somebody was playing bad or the team was playing bad at Kentucky, he would say it, but he was always backing up with factual things, and at the same time, if they were playing well, he did that too, so I didn't think he was a homer. I thought he was just a really good sports journalist. Man, the guy's aged so well. I'm a little bit jealous of him. He kept all his hair, tall, thin. But after 40 years, he said that, you know, people have been asking when he's going to retire. And he said, I don't know. And he said he had a couple friends that had retired and said, you know, you'll know when. And he just said recently he just kind of knew that it was time. So his last day will be September 29th. So we wish the best to Rob Bromley at WKYT, longtime sports director there at WKYT Sports. Well, Kentucky baseball is having an outstanding season under new head baseball coach, Coach Nick Mingione. And today, though, they got a tough game. Even though the Cats are 21-8 and ranked number 8 in D1 baseball's national poll, and the Cats are winners of 19 of their last 22 games, they are going on the road to play the number 2 ranked team in the country this afternoon here in just about 10 minutes, the University of Louisville. Louisville is ranked number 2 in the country, and they have a home winning streak of 36 straight regular season games. In fact, the Cardinals have 50 victories in their last 51 home games, so kind of sums up the challenge that Kentucky has got tonight as they have first pitch tonight at Louisville at 6 p.m. But the Cats have played you know, lots of ranked opponents this year. They're no stranger to that. They have a 10-5 record against ranked teams this year, includes victories in 10 of their last 12 such games. Wildcats baseball team has won series against ranked opponents the last three weekends, Texas A&M, Mississippi, and Vanderbilt. Of course, they opened up their season against the North Carolina Tar Heels, and that was on the road, and the Tar Heels were just ranked outside the top 10 at the time. Now they're number 5, and, you know, I think they got swept in that series, but since then they've just done really, really well, and just going to be interesting to see how they do. They've always played Louisville close. Louisville right now is 24-3 and 17-0, and it's won the last five games in this series, and that's one of the things I think, unfortunately, that hurt Gary Henderson. He was losing a lot of games, unfortunately, to in-state schools. It's one thing to Louisville, who's built a top 20 baseball program, top 10 the last few years, but they were losing to Western Kentucky University, I think Eastern, if I'm memory serves me correctly, they might have lost to Northern Kentucky last year, and you just can't do that when you're the state's flagship school. But obviously there would be this year, I believe they've already beaten Western and Eastern and maybe Northern Kentucky, if I'm not mistaken. But obviously the real feather in Coach Nick Mangione's hat would be if they could beat the Louisville Cardinals tonight at 6 p.m. as they go on the road. So we'll try to give you an update or two on Twitter throughout the night about that and keep you posted on what's going on with that. You know, one of the things that I didn't get a chance to finish talking to Rick Bosich about, because I want to be a respecter of his time, but, you know, he wrote it in his Monday Muse. Why isn't North Carolina's seat hotter? I mean, let's be honest. I mean, you know, you've got it's just known that they how they've got – they just danced through a web of bogus classes and gift rates, fraudulent activity that, you know, really just fits at the core academic mission of any university, Bosich said, and the Tar Heels have not missed the dribble. And so supposedly the NCAA is allegedly continuing its investigation in Chapel Hill, but odds are that the second shooter on the grassy knoll will be apprehended and prosecuted first, according to Michael Powell of the New York Times, who pulled the scandal in perspective in a column recently. The school's not denied all the shenanigans, Bosich said, but to many, its defense can be interpreted like this. Bosich said, this was not a problem in the basketball program. It was an issue for the entire university. If Jimmy Fiddlesticks can cut the same corners as Rashad McCants, how is this an advantage for Roy Williams' basketball program? So basically they're saying, butt out NCAA, let the school handle it. The school has handled it all right, Bosich said, all the way back-to-back NCAA championship games. So, of course, Louisville, you know, they got punished and disciplined and are getting ready to, I'm sure, at some point. Of course, they self-imposed an NCAA penalty. And waiting to hear, maybe Rick Pitino might be suspended for some games this year by the NCAA. If you're a big baseball fan, the Cubs are playing at the Cardinals tonight at 8 o'clock. That's on Major League Baseball Network. Little NBA action, Orlando Magic at the Cavaliers at 7 p.m. on Fox Sports Ohio. And then you're going to have the Thunder going to be playing the Bucks at 8 p.m. on ESPN. And then you can see the Timberwolves, big Carl Anthony Towns, playing at Golden State at 10:30 tonight. So I might be able to catch possibly the first quarter of that one, but after that, I'm not going to be able to see that. I'll have to wait till tomorrow to find out what happens in that one, because that is just a little bit past my bedtime. We talked about Tony Romo taking his talents to CBS and being their lead football analyst. Well, Rex Ryan, the former Buffalo Bills and New York Jets coach, is joining its ESPN Sunday NFL Countdown show as an analyst. He will also contribute to SportsCenter at ESPN Radio. He's going to make his debut Saturday as part of the network's coverage of Florida State's spring game. Ryan's transition to TV comes a little more than 3 months after his dismissal in Buffalo. Ryan will probably do a good job of that, because he is definitely outspoken, and he'll let you know what he thinks. And yet he's got great experience you know, as a head football coach for both Buffalo and New York. So I think he'll do a good job with that. One thing is for sure, that it will never be boring with him on. Well, tomorrow will be Wildcat Wednesday, and we hope that you'll join us tomorrow at 5:05 p.m. as that's when we'll be back with Sports Talk. I'm Greg Horn. Have a great evening. We'll see you tomorrow at 5:05 p.m. on AM 1250 WLRT.